This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Kevin just recently celebrated birthday, what are you, 25?
25, well, it's like 35 reversed.
Oh, okay. All right.
So Kevin just had a big birthday, and we're going to see if he still got it. How cool is Kevin, how hip he is. We're going to play a game of Gen X versus Gen Z. So how this game will work as we get ready to, like, this is Kevin at the club, guys.
Yeah.
Boom, looking cool, feeling cool. We're going to do Gen X versus Gen Z, and these are all hip sayings. These are sayings that each other's generation should know. Since Hannah and AB are the youngest on the show, you guys are Gen Zers. I'm really bad at that, but I think you guys are Gen Zers.
Mm-hmm.
So you will answer questions about Gen X, and Kevin, you will answer questions about Gen Z.
All right.
You can't use Alex. I realize that
I'm the
first,
medium.
Alex is right there in the middle, and I feel like Alex is kind of hip to himself, so he could really help Kevin with the Gen Z terms.
Kev, I'm here for phone a friend.
Okay.
If you need me.
All right,
Kevin. So first question is, I'll give you a saying. You tell me the definition. This is the definition from ChatGPT, okay? So
okay.
No arguing, guys. No cap.
No cap means no limit. There's no capacity. Mm. We have no cap.
Girls?
I think it means like no lie. No yeah. kidding.
Yes.
No
yes.
cap.
So that'd be 0 for 1, Kevin.
Ah!
That means a lie. All right. Hannah and AB. Gag me with a spoon.
Like, ugh, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
An expression of disgust and disbelief.
Yeah.
So yeah, disgust. I would say 1 point towards the Gen Z.
Yes.
All right. Kevin. Riz.
Oh, God.
Kevin, you use this all the time.
Yeah. Does Kevin
you
have
are
riz?
The riz?
You got a little bit of riz.
If you've
Kev.
Got the riz.
You got the riz, yeah.
The riz.
Yeah, it is the riz. I'm no skibbity toilet, if you know what I'm saying. And I'm sure I don't.
That is a new saying.
Yeah,
yes.
I know. I almost
right.
got
yes.
in here. I almost
exactly.
chose it.
My sister was babysitting the other day, and she said the kids said that. She was like, I didn't know this was a real thing.
Yeah, I almost put it in there. But I didn't feel like it was Gen Z worthy. I felt like Riz is. I need the definition of
if
Riz.
If you're the Riz, you're the best. You're like the goat. You're the Riz.
Kind of.
Right. No, I think Riz is like you got that like swag. You can like flirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good more swag, but I will count it because I feel like loosely if like you're the goat, you would have swag. So I'm going to give the point
the
to Kevin.
The goat would also have Riz, yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
The goat would have Riz. So I'm going to be loose with Kevin's point there.
I appreciate
but,
that.
Yeah. All right. Hannah and AB, your Gen X term, bodacious. Girls didn't say
I have wow. no clue.
How would you use the word bodacious in a sentence here?
In a big
sentence. Yeah. For some reason, I'm thinking of a butt.
Same.
Man, bodacious butt. Look at that bodacious
like,
butt.
Huge butt.
I get impressive or cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bodacious, yeah.
All right, we'll give you the point. 2-1 in favor of the girls.
Someone's going to text it on the text.
Nelly once said, good gracious, that bodacious.
Yes.
Yeah,
you
know
what I mean?
Right. Yep.
Kevin, Stan.
Stan?
Yeah.
That's an Eminem thing, right? If you're the Stan, my name is Slim Shady.
Kevin's the guy.
Wait, that's it. If you're a Stan, you're a copy. You're a clone.
A clone?
Yeah.
No,
girls.
No, you're like a fan. I have.
Oh.
I'm gonna talk about. I'm a Sabrina Stan.
Yeah.
Like I.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of her.
You're a super fan.
Super fan if you're a Stan.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Fan, Stan,
from the song,
interchangeable.
He was a super fan of Eminem, and that's what that song is all
okay.
about.
I think that was fair that he included Eminem. I mean, he
I know,
knows
the
Eminem
that he included,
reference.
How about for the Gen Zers over here, this popular Gen X saying, cowabunga.
Cowabunga. That's a surf term, right?
Yeah, you do the hand thing.
No, not giving you guys that. Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles. Cowabunga,
joyful
dudes.
Exclaiming, like, joyful.
Yeah.
What?
I thought it was all about surfing.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's Mike's thing, man.
That was Michelangelo. Yeah.
I mean, you could yell it before you jump into a pool and do like a cannonball or something.
Cowabunga.
So 2-1, Kevin, you're back in the game, okay? You need this.
Damn, Kev.
What's a pick-me girl?
Say this to Brett every single day. I hope you get this.
A pick-me girl is somebody who just wants to be a part of it so bad they'll do anything, even though they're not worthy to be a part of it.
Damn.
Boom. Nailed it.
Just described Brett. No. Yeah, that's Brett Mega.
Yes. Term pygmy is insulted. Someone who seeks validation from others, especially men, often expense of others.
Huh.
Not me.
Brett Mega.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You use it wrong.
Don't.
When do I ever need validation from men?
Right now.
Tied up 2-2. Okay. What's the 411? This popular
like the
gender.
T.
The T.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Wow. Very good.
It's the T. Nice. Look at they use the word T.
It's the information. You dial 411.
Yeah. That's why. Do you know why? They used to dial 411 to get information.
It was a real thing.
No. Didn't know that. I thought that. No, I didn't know that was real.
All right, Kevin, give me I-Y-K-Y-K.
I-Y-K.
He's writing it down.
I-Y-K-Y-K. Tell me what that means.
If we text that to you, what does that break down?
If you know, you know.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
The girls need this for the win.
Damn, okay.
Eat my shorts.
Oh. Like, eat my dust. Like, kiss my behind.
Kevin,
you know,
I'll go to you on that.
Do you know who popularized that phrase?
Yeah, give us that.
Absolutely not.
He also used to say cowabunga dude as well.
The turtle.
No, not the turtle.
Johnny Tsunami?
No.
The turtle.
Bart Simpson.
Bart Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
Eat my shorts.
No. Yeah. Never
means go away. Leave me alone.
I've never heard that.
I feel like I should get a half a point for that.
No, you do get no points for
eat
that.
Eat my shorts.
I feel like Kevin's got the Riz and gets the win.
I got the Riz.
Wow.
Kevin still got it, guys. He's still
That's
cool.
Right.
He's still
the
so
Riz.
Kevin
master.
Is the Rizzler.
Yeah.